This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast right here live in living color from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all around the country, as well as around the world, via the satellite, via the internet, and however you happen to be picking us up. Maybe you're picking us up on your cell phone, which is another great way to hear us if you can't hear us any other way. The website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Click on the link, and boom, you are there. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, as well as our 9/11 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to the workers out there, the over-the-road truck drivers, the men, the women, still trucking along, getting their product from point A to B, making their deliveries, we appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in, as well as the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers. Got to have the mail. And, of course, the suicide jockeys, which we saw a few of them yesterday, out and about doing what they needed to do. And I was just told by one of our driver friends here in Tampa that they may have a problem if you're trying to buy fuel at the Port of Tampa. They're out of diesel. And America runs on diesel, not gasoline. Remember that. That's how the trucks make their deliveries. So, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Donald Trump's social media website, True Social, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, the website's always going to be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's Captain's America Third Watch.com. Joining us right now, California IA Way, it is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. There you go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, obviously the big story is still Donald Trump and what's going to happen and this, that, and the other. But Jonathan Turley, the professor, the law professor you see on TV a lot, he's not a Democrat, he's not a Republican. He's an independent, I believe. But anyway, the new Trump indictment, according to him, is over documents, and this now makes it a whole different ballgame because they've got, what, 38 counts, I think?
37 is the report that I saw, but certainly, you know, when it comes to Jonathan Turley, he's a stand-up guy, just like I think Alan Dershowitz is. They really call them as they see them, Captain. They don't have necessarily a political issue here, and you're right, they're not Trump supporters. But Jonathan Turley, I think, isn't pulling any punches here. He talked about the idea that with Alvin Bragg, this was a dud. This was a dud torpedo. window, as he likes to describe them, but there were other torpedoes in the water, he said, even at the time when Alvin Bragg brought that prosecution. And it was demonstrably a political prosecution. Trump could make hay with that. This new one, though, this is a torpedo that has a very, very damaging warhead on it. It could be a very, very difficult thing for President Trump to defend against. Now, again, you have to see the indictment. As Jonathan Turley said, a lot of times he sees indictments and they're and they seem worse than they are at first. But then when you start to look at it more closely, you can see that there might be some things that are wrong with it. So we'll see. But this is definitely not something that is merely something that Trump can get out of very easily. It's going to take a lot of work. And, of course, there is the aspect that here you have an election going on and you have the Biden DOJ bringing this charge, but they're not doing anything about Joe Biden and his Corvette or the other places where the 1,800 boxes of stuff are strewn around at the Penn Center, at the Biden Penn Center, basically, or in other places. So, you know, the American voter are the ones that are going to say something's fishy here.
Well, turnaround's fair play, is that right?
Of course.
Yesterday, the Burisma executive who blew the whistle initially on paying Joe Biden $5 million in an alleged bribery scheme, came forward again and repeated the allegations.
Yeah, and this is also very, very damning in the sense that it's not something that's just out of the blue. It's not something that is superficial. It's something that carries a lot of weight, right? And if there was, in fact, policies that flowed from these kinds of payments and they're able to start to track the money. Now, we've heard, of course, that the money was somehow set up such that it would take many, many years, a decade or so, to try to really track it all down. Well, but that's what some of these forensic accountants are pretty good at. And, of course, Joe Biden tried to make light of it when asked about it. He said, well, where's the money? Right. And maybe he actually means that. But at the same time, then he said it's a lot of malarkey. So my malarkey detector, Captain, tells me that when Joe Biden says it's malarkey, it's because it's not malarkey. That's
right.
My malarkey detector.
All right. Yeah. Well, my malarkey detector is detecting a break. So hold on. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we've had someone with infinite wisdom going to take us to break. Let's see who this could be.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Don't go anywhere, folks. Coming right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Strang, program, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we stroll along in this hour on the radio dial. We're glad to be with you. Don't forget the call in number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call the show and opine. And while we're waiting the captain to return here, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the good folks over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course. And listeners to the show know that Captain Matt tells everybody about the good people at MyPillow and the amazing products they have, from the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, and the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few. You want to check out MyPillow.com, where they have specials going on right now where you can save up to 80% on select merchandise. And all you need to do that is the promo code, which is CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. You know, everybody in the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. And, you know, Mrs. Professor gave me a pair of the MyPillow slippers for Christmas, and she enjoys hers as well. And, you know, we also sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and we absolutely love them. And you can get all these different things with great discounts. Simply go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Don't forget the promo code is Captain. Now, if you don't want to go on the internet, you don't want to put your credit card information in, that's fine. They've got you covered right there as well. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure again to use the promo code Captain, where you get all those deep discounts. They're going to help you out, and they're going to be glad to do it. So once again, MyPillow.com, and the promo code is Captain. Speaking of the captain, he's going to be rejoining us here in just a few minutes here on the program. But I wanted to continue a little bit here. You know, Bill Barr
former attorney general, has weighed in on, at least prior to the indictment that was handed down for Donald Trump, some 37 counts. And next Tuesday, Donald Trump's going to appear in court in Miami. He talked a little bit about the idea that, well, you know, maybe he had these documents for too long. If he just gave them back when they were subpoenaed, maybe there wouldn't be a case here. But of course, part of this case, though, folks, is very serious. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, you have the Presidential Records Act, which applies here. You have the ability for presidents to keep different documents and so forth. Other things have been litigated back in the day with Bill Clinton. Some of that was also, I believe it was litigated or challenged with the idea that Bill Clinton could take certain documents that were classified and so forth. So it's not beyond, it's not beyond the pale for something like this to happen, for things like this to occur. But why are they talking about this with Donald Trump the way they were? Well, of course, they said that they put locks on the door and they put an extra lock on the door. And presumably Donald Trump's attorneys were working with the federal government. But there's also this aspect of this, too. And this is that most of this would be a civil matter. So are they trying to pump it up in a very similar way that Alvin Bragg was trying to take a misdemeanor and turn it into a much larger charge? And are they doing this only because it's Donald Trump? Now, to be sure, you know, you have to be able to follow the law. You have to be able to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. But the American voter here is going to be the ultimate arbiter of this. Donald Trump is still going to run for president. I don't see him stepping aside anytime soon. And again, you've got to get with what the indictment actually says. They have to be able to take a look and they have to be able to make decisions based on that. But I don't see Donald Trump stepping aside, and he will continue to run, and he will be able to continue to try to parlay this into they're after me, therefore they're after you. That will be the angle. Now we'll see some of the other GOP candidates. Some will say, and of course, I think I haven't heard exactly that Chris Christie has chimed in on this yet, but I would perchance to think that he will say this is very serious and Donald Trump, you know, is finished, basically. Sort of what Asa Hutchinson has already implied here or said. So that's also going to be a factor going forward here. But this notion that, they are taking this case and maybe trying to pump it up and cut up the indictment into little chunks, the 37 other little chunks, to make it seem very overwhelming. That I think is part of the theatrics that are going on here. And again, the American voter, whether they're a Republican or Democrat or independent, they're looking at this, folks, and they're saying, but Joe Biden has the Corvette with the Corvette in the garage, and this picture has been making its way around again with Joe Biden backing his Corvette back into the garage, and there are the boxes of the classified documents that evidently the National Archives didn't know were there, and on it goes. And it actually brings up something else as well. Does the National Archives have the authority over a president or former president as to which documents they can have? So there's going to be a lot of pushback, no doubt, from the Trump attorneys on this, and rightly so, because this is our system, by the way. Part of what the left wants to have happen here is to throw out the notions of due process, of throw out the notions of innocent until proven guilty, and do all these kinds of things, kind of like what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. As you recall, when Brett Kavanaugh was being confirmed, the whole notion of due process was just kind of chucked right out the window. It just didn't matter anymore. And why was that? It was because the seriousness of the charges and this kind of stuff, but also it was because he was a Republican appointee. Now, you know, that's unfortunate in our system, because we should be that shining city on a hill where people look and say, boy, I wish I could get to America, because at least there in America, I'll get a fair shake. Now, where the cookie crumbles on this with Donald Trump, it will crumble. We don't know exactly where it's going to crumble yet or how it's going to crumble, but that should be the way that our system is adjudicated, right? And but unfortunately, with the weaponization that's happening, with the constant political haranguing and just bludgeoning politically of all these things, people get tired of it. And so today, this is why you're hearing about this notion of fatigue, of indictment fatigue, of all these different prosecution fatigue, everything. It just now becomes desensitized. So I don't know how much the left is going to get out of this per se, unless Donald Trump folds up like a tent at this point, but I don't see him doing that. But they may simply continue to amplify people's displeasure in the idea that every time they turn around, every time they want to think about who should be the president, what should we do, what direction should our country go, somebody's prosecuting or impeaching somebody for something. That's what they're going to get tired of. And they may simply fall back on the idea that, you know, about 3 years ago right now, everything seemed pretty good in the general sense. Yes, Trump was on TV and Trump would say these things, and sometimes he goes too far, you know, with his stream of consciousness or these kinds of things. But they're going to look back and they're going to say, but I could drive my car, you know, affordably. I could buy food affordably at the store. The world wasn't on fire. There wasn't this huge war going on over between Russia and Ukraine. China would probably think twice about going after Taiwan, and on it would go, right? And I think that people are going to really start thinking, wait a minute, the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite in general, have really, really messed things up. Now, whether they go back to Trump, that remains to be seen. I'm talking about in terms of general election. But something else is happening out there too, folks, and that is you've got RFK Jr., who is now starting to garner a lot more support in the polls. He's bringing people in. There's a Hollywood actress, Alicia Silverstone. The other day she says she's quit the Democrat Party and she is going to support RFK Jr. Because they don't represent, right? And I think that's the story for a lot of Democrats these days. The Democrat Party doesn't represent them anymore, doesn't feel like home anymore. And that's where RFK Jr., I think, can capitalize. And how far he goes, that's also right now we got to look at the tea leaves on that. But RFK Jr. is able to strike some chords about the border, about other aspects of our society, and certainly about what's happening in government today. So it's no easy thing. And if you've noticed something else, folks, people are saying it's got to be Joe Biden. He has to be the nominee. He has to be the nominee. And I think they're saying that because I think they're really scared. I think they're really, really, really scared that somebody else is going to come along, whether it be a Trump or an RFK Jr., and they're going to completely disrupt the system. So the Democrat Party elite would love for it to be Joe Biden. And folks, we're going to come up right here on the break here in just a few moments. Don't forget, the telephone number is 1-877-969-8600. We're going to go for the bottom of the hour break, but we'll be right back after we pay a couple of bills.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith spoke on camera with reporters Friday, claiming there is just cause behind the federal indictment of former President Trump.
Our laws are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must enforced.
Trump is charged in relation to his handling of classified documents. A person long under his employment, Walton Nauta, has also been indicted in connection with the case. The ex-president scheduled for court Tuesday. The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is pleading not guilty to extortion charges. Joran van der Sloot appeared in an Alabama court Friday after being extradited to the U.S. from Peru on Thursday. He faces charges for allegedly trying to get $250,000 from Holloway's mother. Holloway went missing while on a high school trip in Aruba in May 2005. Her body has never been found. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You bet. Make sure you check them out. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they've done an absolute masterful job with me. St. Pete Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. All right, we're back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, CNN is claiming that Trump admitted having secret material that he didn't declassify. I've heard this before, but Trump says he thought he declassified it, and they said something about there was a time frame or a paper shuffle that didn't get taken care of. So technically it never happened. What did happen?
That's a
good question. I've heard the same thing. I have not heard the actual recording, but they say that there are audio recordings of President Trump talking about the idea that he's got some documents, or maybe talk about whether, well, maybe we tell them we don't have any documents. This is the story that's out there, but again, we'd have to hear the actual audio recording. But it does bring up the question of what does it mean for the President of the United States to declassify something? Can he simply do it, as I mentioned before, by his utterance? You know, I therefore declassify this, and then it's a done deal at that very moment in time, or is there a larger, does it have to go through a larger process? I think it probably has to go through a larger process. Whether or not that process, that the ball got dropped or what. But again, I think what at the heart of the matter is going to be is whether or not you have real precedent for this in terms of the way that the National Archives and the Presidential Records Act, all of that sort of intersect, and whether or not Donald Trump violated the law by simply having these in his possession as his presidential records. So they've got a lot of ground to cover, but of course the narrative that gets started right away, just as the narrative with any other of these kinds of prosecutions or political scandals, it gets up and it gets around the world real fast, doesn't it? And then it starts to get picked apart. So we'll see.
Yes, it does. And would it surprise or shock you if I told you that Breitbart News is reporting that this special counsel prosecutor who brought these charges forth has been offered a career in the Department of Justice?
Very interesting indeed. Well, you know, because we're dealing in politics, and one of the things that gets me, Captain, is that, you know, the president evidently is never, you know how they found out about the indictments? They've heard about it on the news, Captain, at the White House, as I think the president, I don't know if he was traveling or not, but they were, but evidently this is how they kind of found out about it. Because remember, there's no talking, amongst the Biden DOJ and the president's, people and so forth. So it's all very, very much above board. But yet it's the timing of this which looks suspect to begin with. And we'll see if there's any real meat there. If there is, well, that's a different thing. It's like Jonathan Turley talked about. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame at that point. But if there's not really, if it's something that seems to be where they're trying to make it into something that maybe it's not, that's where the voters are really going to get upset.
If I were to throw out three initials, see if you can pick up on this, HRC.
Well, that's Hillary Clinton, yeah.
It's Hillary Rodham Clinton, correct?
That's right, yeah, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
She was presumed to be guilty of the same crimes alleged against Donald Trump, and nothing ever happened to her bleach bits and her 30,000 pages and this, that, and the other. Meantime, let me drift right on over here real quick. We do have a telephone call, so we're going to go take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's James from Clearwater. Real quick question. These documents, is this something that Trump would box up and cart off himself, or is it a federal agency that's actually doing that, making decisions what goes in there?
Okay, we'll answer that. To my knowledge, Kyle, Trump boxed these up, thought he had declassified them, filled out all the paperwork. Apparently, they never got filed for whatever reason. So he had documents that he wasn't supposed to have, technically, under the law, and here we are.
Well, I think you're right. I think that also, of course, where it's going to get really difficult for Donald Trump is going to be once those documents were subpoenaed, then that began another issue, so it may not simply be the possession of the documents that they're presidential records, but once it became known that they wanted to get them back and they actually issued a subpoena for that, that may be where a lot of this rub is going to be. But again, this is it's a very complex case. To some, they think it's open and shut. Certainly, you have different networks. Once again, the walls are closing in. We hear all that kind of stuff all the time. And once we cut through all of that stuff into what's really happening here. And again, you know, it's in America, the chips are supposed to fall where they may. And, it may simply be. And I'll say this real briefly, Captain, because I think it does apply here. You know, when the Supreme Court made a ruling the other day, the left was running out saying the Supreme Court's illegitimate. It's an illegitimate court. And then, you know, it's, you know, they have to rail against it. But then they made the ruling about the redistricting, I think in Alabama, if I recall correctly.
That's right.
That's right. It was favorable to Democrats ultimately. Did you hear Chuck Schumer run out and say the court is illegitimate and we've got to stop this right now? I mean, no, of course not, because it's all the politics that are involved in it. So they want to go against Trump and they want it to be Armageddon, but we have to see what's in that document.
And again, he was under the assumption that he had declassified the documents. He said that from the beginning. Come to find out, it never got processed. The file never got processed. He was out of the White House, had a new president. Little too late to do it then.
Well, right, and that may go into his favor, certainly if there's an actual trial in this. There are other, as I understand, I think there's still other torpedoes in the water about this. They certainly don't want Donald Trump running at all. Beyond whether or not there's something here or not, they still don't want Donald Trump running. Mm-hmm. They just don't want that because they know that the I told you so is going to be very, very effective mm-hmm. in this election.
If he decides there's some sort of backdoor deal made that we'll be told is not no such thing, but if he decides and he gets the pressure put on him by the DOJ, just say you're not going to run for the good of the country, we'll forget all about this, it'll go back in the soup file, and you can get on with your life. If he does that, okay, he'll lose his millions of supporters, number one, but it'll also stop the freight train. Want to bet?
Well, I think you're right. I think that let's just say that Donald Trump never declared he was running again for 2024. I don't think we'd be seeing any of this stuff happen.
No.
And that's again where the American people look on and they say, we are a country of laws. We do have a rule of law. We do need to follow it. But it starts to look more and more fishy because if you have one person who says, all I want to do is run for president, and then the world comes down upon him, basically, that's very telling.
That's true. And we have a situation we've never seen before. People are talking about it's a constitutional crisis, this, that, and the other. To a certain degree, it is, but it's not all that way. It's a bunch of he said, she said stuff going back and forth because they want Donald Trump removed from the political scene.
Well, sure. Or, and at the very least, I think they'll still live with the idea that Donald Trump will constantly be the story. The indictment will be the story, the secret records and all this stuff, as opposed to the message that the GOP has that says the Joe Biden administration has failed you miserably and we need to make some changes here so that people have real opportunity in this country. They want to keep that message suppressed as well.
Yep, here comes the music. Going to take a break. Going to come right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Weather's looking pretty good out there compared to what we had during the week. Take a long look, folks, at the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. See what's over there for you to enjoy. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we go across your overnight dial and the overnight hours here on this weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. My name's Kyle Warren, of course. The captain will be right back with us here in just a little bit, right up at the top of the hour. And we are going to tell you all about our Trucker Highway and Byway report here in just a few moments. And also, we'll be joined here also in just a few moments by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And boy, I am really excited to talk with her this morning because I know she's going to have some great perspectives on what's happening with the Trump indictment and maybe what we can expect next. But let's head on into the Trucker Highway and Byway report, shall we? Of course, last hour we were looking at a lot of different rain going across parts of the United States, so we'll tell you about that. But first, of course, if you're up near Reno on I-80, you still are going to have some situations there where showers and thunderstorms are going to continue through the week.
weekend, so you want to be aware of that. Looks like it's going to increase as we go through Saturday through Monday, the chances of these thunderstorms and showers. Also, you could get some hail. You can get some gusty winds up to about 50 miles an hour, and also watch out for cloud-to-ground lightning. This is all up along I-80. This is where this is predicted. If you're heading out from Reno, I-80 up towards Winnemecca. Also, the California side up 395 to Susanville and down towards Bishop as well. Also, right now, up in the great state of Montana, we continue an aerial flood watch, pretty much the central part of the state. And let's take a quick look at our radar map for that area right now. Looks like it's dissipated a little bit since last hour. If you're up on I-94 just north of Miles City, you're definitely going to be in rain as you head towards Glendive. But as you head southeast, there's that band of rain that's going to go down through the southeastern corner of Montana all the way through the middle part, sort of going diagonally through South Dakota. It's going to go down through I-90 right there. As if you're in the Vivian area, also over towards Fort Thompson, or if you're in the Pierre area of South Dakota, you're definitely going to have that rain coming across there. It's going to go on down towards through Nebraska, down towards Lincoln. This is going to be again along the I-80, I believe. So be aware of that. And then it's really going to start getting heavy and widespread as you go through Kansas, through Concordia, and as you head on down and as you cross over I-70, Junction City, Alma, Topeka, you've got a lot of rain. And then heading south down towards Wichita right now, looks like heavy rain there. And then down into Oklahoma, central part of northern Oklahoma, definitely have a lot of rain going on there right now. In fact, I think we've still got another statement there. Strong thunderstorms can impact the portions there of Oklahoma. So do be careful there in that area. As you heard the captain telling you last hour, it looks like a lot of those air quality alerts have now faded off of the East Coast. So that is some good news. A lot of people there were having some real problems, understandably, with respiratory issues and so forth. And all that smoke, it was akin to going outside and smoking like six cigarettes or something like that. It was, in other words, pretty devastating effects of that kind of atmospheric problem. So it's good that that is going away. Also, we were tracking some wildfires just across the border of Washington State up into British Columbia over the last couple of mornings. And it looks like right now they've got a good helping of rain all through that area. So hopefully that is, in and of itself, is going to take care of some of those wildfires and the smoke that was drifting as well. But right now at this hour, lots of rain up in Vancouver, but of course moving south down towards Seattle, Washington, Everett, Mount Vernon, Tacoma, they're getting rain. And the rain is just north of Portland, Oregon right now if you're on Interstate 5 there. So do be aware of that. And as we said, it's kind of dissipating a little bit in Montana, so that's good. Last hour is all around Missoula. Looks like that's moved northward now up towards Thompson Falls, but it shouldn't be impacting I-90 too much as you're coming out of Idaho right now. So, folks, don't forget, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people over at PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. They, of course, run the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, and they are a proud sponsor, of course, of the program here for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And if you're an RVer, if you're out there this summertime and you're on vacation and you're seeing the great country, you're going out to the national parks, well, pull on into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Check them out, PilotFlyingJ.com. Use the locations function to find the location nearest you. And you can also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you put in your RV this summer at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That is a great deal. But when you pull in, you're going to find that a lot of the different facilities have great amenities like RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. So you want to check them out. You can also find out about the great food that they have to offer, the supplies that they have, and all the great things that you'd be able to do. A lot of ancillary services now, of course, congregate around these Pilot and Flying J travel centers as well. So you definitely want to check them out. PilotFlyingJ.com. It's PilotFlyingJ.com. And you'll be able, again, to save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas just by texting SAVE10, that's SAVE10, SAVE, the number one, the number zero, to 26494 if you're a member of the My Rewards Plus app, which you can find out more about, easy to download, easy to join. And when you text that number or text that phrase to that number, you're going to save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. It's a great deal. So once again, folks, check them out. PilotFlyingJ.com. Of course, the telephone number for this program is 1-877-969-8600. We are awaiting our good friend Denise Simon, of course, FoundersCode.com. And I believe she's on the line with us now. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. The captain's going to be rejoining us here in just a little bit. Welcome to the program. And again, your website, FoundersCode.com. And I've been dying all day to hear what you have to say about the developments in the Trump indictment issue. What say you?
Well, this it becomes process now. So, you know, the top two lawyers that were defending Trump up until the indictment, and I think that they knew there was going to be one because that's how the Department of Justice plays, resigned yesterday morning, including Jim Trustee. So the new team should actually file to have the testimony and the evidence presented to the grand jury. So I think that the new team needs to have access to that. That's number one. Number two is to determine the defense in the case of previous violators of the same, that would include David Petraeus, obviously Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Pence. You know, there's an interesting statement that was made when a National Archives official testified before Congress several months ago, and this official said that virtually every single president that has, since Nixon, has taken documents home with them after their presidency. So I would, send a subpoena to Obama. You see where I'm going?
Right.
I mean, I would start forcing this issue in a harder way. But in the meantime, Trump turns himself in Monday or Tuesday.
Tuesday,
at 3 p.m. And that is really just a formality. The same thing that happened in New York, you know, they'll take his picture and then you'll have to declare, you know, are you innocent or guilty? You know, what is his plea? And I don't think nothing will show up in a courtroom, probably for months and months and months. And I believe that I mean, I listened to all kinds of lawyers yesterday, from Jonathan Turley to, I just went off the charts, just all kinds of them. And they all had different opinions on where this would go. So I think that the Trump team will get advice from all kinds of places on what to do next.
I think you're right. Denise Simon, hold the phone right there because, folks, we're coming at the top of the hour with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kyle Nguyen with you.
Another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.